Seder of going through the Zayin Nekiyam, and then next week we'll move on to Vestas and Harchakas. So in terms of after Lady C's, the first thing after Lady C's, mark down right away the deeds you saw, mark down the Vestas, which we've got more riches about in terms of all the Dini Vestas, but right when Lady C's, mark down right away, because if you wait, you're all to forget and lose cheshbonos of when she saw, so Miyad is supposed to mark it down. So after Lady C's, in order to come Tara, so there's the process. First, you're going to have to wait the 5 days, and then have the Hefsek Taira, and then Zayin Nekiyam and Mikvah. The four stages in terms of coming clean. First, 5 days, Hefsek Taira, Zayin Nekiyam, and Tefillas Mekkah. So in terms of waiting 5 days, the Makar Dav is that the Gemara brings down that a lady is Pleta Shilcha Zera. She can't. If she's Pleta Shilcha Zera, so then the halacha is that you can't count it towards the Zayin Nekiyam. If during Zayin Nekiyam, Zera comes out of her, so that messes up that day of the Zayin Nekiyam. So the Gemara says, how long is a lady Pleta Shilcha Zera for? 3 days, 72 hours. So therefore, before a lady can start her Zayin Nekiyam, we're always going to make her wait 4 days, because it's 72 hours. So let's say she had Tashma Sunday. So you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's 3 days later. It's going to be 72 hours later. It's going to be Wednesday, middle of the day. And you have to do half Satara night. Therefore, it's always going to be the fourth day is really going to be the earliest time you could go ahead and make half Satara, because you can have to wait 72 hours. Tradition came along and said that the minig Ashkenaz is to wait a fifth day. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe it's going to happen in a smashes and you can make a mistake. I think really it's day and really it's night. And therefore, when you end up getting messed up in the 72 hours, so therefore, the minhag Ashkenaz is you have to wait 5 days. Because if you can get all the cheshbonos, basically, whenever you see, that's day one. Let's say you see on Sunday. That's day one. Count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday night, you could go ahead and make the Hefsek Taira. Now, the day you see is day one, and 5 days later, that's the Zman of the Hefsek Taira. So in general, you always have to wait 5 days. What are the situations of a person you don't have to wait 5 days? The Shach brings down, unless she was also ready. For example, a Mel Zayin Nekiyam, day four, she did a Bedikah and came out with no good. So you have to wait now another 5 plus 7, or you just have to start Zayin Nekiyam all over again. So the Shach says, you don't have to wait the 5 days. The whole point of the 5 days was like zero to pledge to zero. If you were also anyhow, you can have Tashemita. So then there is no Siba to wait the 5 days. So whenever she was ushered beforehand, then you do not have to wait the 5 days. The place in discuss, let's say you weren't ushered mitzad hachasnida, for example. A lady was an avelis. So you know, avelis, you're ushered tashra mitu. So can you count that towards the 5 days? So they say the same thing. You know, as being that there was no tzad to have tashra mitu, doesn't make sense with the ushered mitzad hachasnida, you're ushered mitzad other reasons, mitzad avelis. That also could count towards the 5 days. Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, so like this. So, or go to the Vestas, the day which you're Aser. Every day 30, right? Any time which you're going to be Aser, can you count that also? So technically, yeah, but if you went straight and you were Aser, then you can count towards the 5 days. If you had a time which you're Mutter, then it's not going to work. For example, let's say Yom Kippur, right? So Yom Kippur, can it be day one? Well, when did she see? Masha, we saw Yom Kippur, anything else day one. If she saw after Yom Kippur and it was Mutzi Yom Kippur, but you had a half hour in between when she was Mutter, so then technically in that time you could add Tashmish, therefore it's not going to work. So the only way it's going to work to count Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is, yeah, Yom Kippur, and that night is Oinus Avest. So you went straight from Yom Kippur into the time which is Asar. And then you'd be able to count it, Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av as day one, because you went straight from Isser to Isser and there's no time which is Mutter. But if you had a time in between, which is going to be Mutter, then it's going to be okay. So therefore, just counting the Yom Avest is only going to work, really, if... in general, it's not going to work unless you're Machmer for 30, 31, 48 hours. But otherwise, it's not going to end up working. So Kitzer, you have to wait 5 days. If you're Usher beforehand, like we said, you got messed up with Zayin Nekiyam, then you don't have to wait 5 days. So then, if you're Usher, beside a different reason, you have to count it towards one of the days. This is all Shaila. Let's say a lady went to the mikvah and the night of the mikvah before the attachment she saw. Happens here and there. More common by yaledises, or people are on pills and they're messed up and they're spotting, and they're bleeding and they're spotting. So over there also a meikel. If you saw, even though technically mutter, but before it was you were able to have tashmish, being that it's muscle shkiach, it's very uncommon. Basically, shur means now lahakol chazanish is meikel, and the maisa we are meikel in that situation. Let's say the lady saw benishmashes. When she started seeing it was after shkia, between shkia and seis. So how do you count the 5 days then? So Sunday night to Monday night. I mean, benishmashes. Can't count Sunday's day one. We have to wait till Monday. And then you're going to have to wait till Friday. So the Maisa were Mekel over there, because the whole reason why I wait 5 instead of 4, the Ashkenazim, is because of maybe you can see Ben Hashemashis, and you're going to make a mistake. And being you make a mistake, if we add an extra day. So being there, we're anyhow adding an extra day, so therefore, if you see Ben Hashemashis, you can be Mekel to count it as day 1, and you don't have to push it off. Therefore, if you see between Sunday night and Monday, you see Ben Hashemashis, yep, between Shkia and Seis, so you can count Sunday as day 1, and you don't have to go ahead and push it off.
What's
Shkia and Seis? What's Seis? Well, Shkia is Shkia, and definitely, I'd say you can be make up to 18 minutes. You can make all of that, let's talk to the Ben Hashemashes, and you'd be able to count that as, count it as day one. Now, we mentioned before that if you were Usser, that you could count it as day one. Another case we're going to get is, let's say you did a Bedika on the Inus Avest, and he didn't get a chance to bring it to a Rav, and by the time you got a chance to, didn't get a chance to bring it to a Rav, and then that night she started singing. The next day she started singing, and she came also anyhow. So the shayla over there is that, you know, Sunday you did a bedika, and then you didn't end up bringing it to the Rav, and then, you know, the next night she saw. So if you never ever found out the psak, being that if you do a bedika, you're usher until you marry the psak. So therefore, if you never found out the psak, so you always were usher. So if you afterwards saw, you could count day one from the time of the bedika, as opposed to from the time you saw. If you found out that you were wrong, you brought in, and you got a psak, and then you found out it's mutter, then you can't count it. But if you never found out about it, Rashi says, that's mutter. Such as psakim, and then we'll go on to the next chiluk. When a lady sees, you have to always count 5 days. The way you count 5 days is the day you see is day one. And then, like you see on Monday, it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday night would be the hefsek. If you see Ben Hashemashes, we said you can make it, you can count it as day one. If you were usher already, for example, during the Zaynikim, you got messed up, you do not have to count the 5 days, being that you already counted 5 days and you usher anyhow. Who didn't you see on the Lel Mikvah or Mekel? If she's usher because of Avelis, or she's usher because of Tisha B'Av, and you went to straight into Inus Avest, also you could count that as day one. You're able to count that as day one. Fine.
So, yeah.
What?
Is it considered usher if you were purged from that just because of...
No, it has to be an isser, which is the... No, not because of staining. It has to be an isser, which you have to... Yeah, isser. Not just, the fact that you have to be purged when you're staining, that will not be considered enough. It has to be an isser more... Not the common sense, that's to be a which is going to be a Iker Adin. What?
It's
the same thing. If you never found out the psak, then you could count it as day one. If you find out the psak, then... In general, it's very theoretical, because most ladies do not get clean in 4 days. So in general, it's a very, very theoretical child, unless the lady's staining very lightly. But in general, it's not so relevant. Fine. So let's move on to the day of the Hefsek Taira. So you're supposed to do Hefsek Taira. Before you do Hefsek Taira, you're supposed to support them. You're supposed to wash yourself out. Minig Yafa, the lady used to wash herself out before she does Hefsek Taira, to get rid of all the blood which is there. It's to make sure that it's on one hand, it's to help you out in case there's leftover blood, and you can do Hefsek Taira, even though it came up beforehand. It's to help you out, and therefore, it's minig yafa to go to wash yourself out. How do you wash yourself out? You have to go mamish all the way in and just wash the outside. Either way is okay. Some people wash all the way in. They take a wipe. They go inside. They wash all the way in. Some just wash the outside. You know, both minhagim are acceptable and good, and are acceptable minhagim. After you wash yourself out, so you have to wait before you do the hefsek taira. Because if you wash yourself out, you do the Hefsek Taira a second later, so you didn't prove anything. Hefsek Taira doesn't prove you stop seeing. So if you wash yourself out, and 3 seconds later you do Hefsek Taira, so maybe really you're bleeding, you just wash yourself out 3 seconds ago, and that's the reason why you're not bleeding. So how long do you have to wait? Ramosh writes, the Chachili have to wait 15 minutes. before you, between a half sektaira, washing yourself out and a half sektaira, you have to wait 15 minutes. Who did the place say between one bedika to another bedika? You do have sektaira? The chachila, you should wait another 15 minutes because you just went inside, you wiped around, and it came out bad, now you're doing another one. Maybe that's the reason why it's going to be clean. Therefore, the chachila, you should wait 15 minutes. Or Ramesha writes the chachila 15 minutes, but the avid, he wants to say 5 minutes. That's the opinion of Ramesha. Others are more makel. Sakala says 3 minutes, some say 2 minutes, some say. Okay, but definitely the chachila, you should leave yourself a nice amount of time. Ideally, 15 minutes would be the right thing. You want to b'di'evet, b'di'evet, b'di'evet? Yeah, we make all the person even 30 seconds, b'di'evet, b'di'evet, we make all, but it's definitely very not ideal, and you should start the hefsetara with enough time that you have enough time in case it's no good to go ahead and do another hefsetara, and it shouldn't be on the lachats and whatever. So, okay, so once the best time to start the hefsetara, I would recommend starting about 45 minutes to an hour before shkia, that's the best time. It's supposed to be samach on one hand, it's better to be close. And so you do like, you know, 45 minutes beforehand, and like this, if it's no good, you can have time to do another one. You can wait 15 minutes, have time to do another one without any lachats, and that's probably be'erich, that's the best time to go ahead and start that, have a sick time. If it's mamsha, no water goes inside, saying it's not really so. You know, when you wash around the area, also some water gets on. The chachila, nice. But the will make, nice. You want to be the ever, will make any amount. And as your wife says, it's 30 seconds before shkia, she didn't have some tires, no good, do another one. Fine. Go do another one. But the ever, we would be makel. We're talking about the ideal world. Therefore, ideally, leave a lot of time. The ever, you don't have time, just do another one. Now, in terms of how many hefsek tires do not do too many hefsek tires. You do too many hefsek tires, you're going to get a scratch. So a lady once came in with 45 hefsek tires. The first 41 were good, and by the time I got to 42, she got a scratch already. But it happens all the time, and now we're 45, like, you know, 4 or 5, a lot of times, 1, 2, 3 is good, and 4 already starts whatever, and by 5, you get a scratch. So I would not recommend doing more than 3 the most. You know, if you're bleeding, you're bleeding. So if you're not bleeding, you're not bleeding. So definitely not more than 2 or 3, because very old to get scratches, and it's very, very strongly not recommended. What's the earliest time you could do hefsek taira? The earliest, for example, let's say the ladies at work and they're not around shkia time, they can't do it. Or just not practical to do a hefsek taira because husband's at second seder and you can't do it with a bunch of kids running around. It's not going to work out. So for mincha ketana, that's the zman which, that's the zman of, it would work. I'm sure what the right lashon is. From Mincha Ketana onwards, it's okay to do it. So therefore, if it's not going to work out with your schedule, husband is like a seder, or wife works, or any of the above, from Mincha Ketana on, you could go ahead and do. You could go ahead and do it and do the Hefsek Taira. What's the latest you could do it? The latest you could do it is Toshkia. Once you're Mishkia, even if you're 3 seconds after Shkia, Hefsek Taira is Deraisa, as we've done before Shkia. And if you miss Shkia, then it's not going to be okay. What? If your watch is the proper time, you know, as if the watch is the correct time. We don't like claiming, right? You know the story with the bris, right? We said it enough times, right? Well, say quickly, fills. No, because someone's born at 4:45, right? The Shkia is 40. There are 2 locks on the calendar. There's the old Luach at 4:44 and the newer Luach at 4:46 when Shkia is. He's born 4:45. Question one is to make the bris. If it's 4:44, it ends at night. It's been Shmashiv, but Shlof. If Shkia is 4:46, then be a day before. So I'm back, how many years ago? 19 years ago. So what did I break with? He said we should send the shot to Rav Yashiv. We'll get Achor on the calendar to find which calendar is the Mitzvah calendar. Baruch Hashem. Just go to Rav Yashiv. So I went to Rav David Morgenstein and he went to ask Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv came back and said that if the baby's not born 3 minutes before Shkia, you have to push off the birth. So came back and told me that. Okay, fine. I told my mom and mom went wild, like what 3 minutes before Shkia, like what's that? Doesn't make any sense. So I went to Rav Tzvi Weber, the Rebbe of Yaakov. It's also Talmud Rav Yashiv. So Tzvi Weber went to Rav Yashiv and said, my high, 3 minutes, somebody swake us, and you know, watch me 3 minutes. So Yashiv thought a second, he said, no, 2 minutes before Shkia. He said, the pshat is, you can't cut things down to the last second, or the shkia is not so meduktik, the watch is not so meduktik, and if, unless it's 2 minutes to shkia, You should push off the press. So kids are, don't. But the Yevet would be Mekel, whatever I'm saying. But the Arat Sirufim, but like, don't cut things down to the last minute. Start 45 minutes before, and you know, try not to make.
It's better to wait less after to watch the
classic. And cut it too close, yeah. I'm saying. Or how long are you talking about? If you have 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Start before, and let's not keep away from waking up. Let's not make a. Now, Erev Shabbos, the time to do the Efsetara is you have to make sure you do before you have Kabbalah Shabbos. Once you Kabbalah Shabbos, it gets into Shailas, but the Yavid is okay for Kabbalah Shabbos, but for sure, before she does like a snare, she does have Sektaira, and the Moich, you wait till Shkia in order to go ahead and do it.
Because there's another B'tika before it
puts in the Moich. No, you do have Sektaira, and there's then you do in the Moich. Well, the Hefsik is before she lights Neiris, and the Moich, she puts in Shkia. And that's the time when you put it in. Let's move on to the moich. Now, in terms of the moich, so it says, the lomdus of a moich is to make sure that 100% that you're not seeing. That's why we have a moich in there for the whole time. To open the shmashes, and that's the reason why you have a moich. Now, very, very important. Whenever you do a moich, do a bedika with it. Before you put in the moich, twirl it around, and then leave it in there. Why? Because if the hefsek tire is no good, and if you put in the moich and you twirled around and did a bedika, so you did it and you put it before shkia, so then that could be your hefsek tire asa. So, you know, technically you don't have to have a hefsek tire and a moich, you just have to have one. The reason why people do hefsek tire and then you do a moich is because you don't want to keep something in there for a half hour, 20 minutes, if it's no good. But, so for every single time, make sure, tell your wife, whenever she does a moich, first twirl it around, and like that, it could be good for the hefsek in case the hefsek is no good. Now, in terms of doing a moich, how long do you have to have a moich in? You have to have a bin of shmashes. How long is a bin of shmashes? So, like this. Moich be'etzem is a chumra of the Rishonim. It's the Rajva. It's, you know, it's based on the Rishonim, but it's a chumra of the Rishonim. Therefore, if a lady has any issues of scratches, so then you don't do a moich. You have a history of getting scratches. Because a moich, l'maisa, is very passive. It's very common for a moich to irritate and cause scratches. Someone's sitting there for 20 minutes, half hour. It's inside, especially if she's walking around and moving around. It's very common to get scratches. Therefore, the first thing which goes is the moich. It's only going to Chumra. Therefore, anybody's wife who has a history of getting scratches, no moich. It's not going to die. Who then, after you have a baby, 6 months at least, do not do a moich. Because it's very, very dry then, and it causes to get makas, and it's mamash, not going to die. And therefore, whenever you have any issues, you know, you don't go ahead and do a moich. How long should you keep the moich in for? This is technically ben shmashes. How long is ben shmashes? I think 18 minutes is totally fine in this situation. It's not recommended to keep it in an Eretz Yisrael kapon. It's going to be longer. But right, it's not recommended to keep it in too long, because if you keep it in too long, it's very common to get scratches. And 18 minutes is totally fine to do it. Agav, on Shabbos, if you're in a place without an Erev, the moich is considered carrying. And you can't walk outside with a moich on Shabbos if you're in a place where a person does not hold the Erev. Now, in general, like I said before, moich is just a chumra. The one case where moich could be maybe a mikardin is if she saw on that day a decent amount, which. Then, in that case, maybe moich could be mikar din, and then ask a shayla whether you'd be able to make all to see a moich. When I say a decent amount, I mean that you're doing a moich, in other words, it's only going to be a situation where it's not the end of her cycle. In other words, so you say she starts at Nikiyah, and also on day three, she saw a lot. So you want to start all over again. So when you do a moich, in that situation, it's going to be mikar din, it's not going to be a chumra. If you sing every single day, if it's the first day which you're seeing, and you're doing a hefsek tire that night, that's where the moich can make it then. It's not going to be a problem if it's a regular cycle and it's day five and you saw that day and now you're doing a moich, then it's only a chumrah. If it's the first day you're seeing, like the case we said, that you only wait 5 days, like you're in Zainakim, you see a lot that day, then moich can be make it then. And there it's not so pashut to be make on there ask a shayla if you have issues, whether you're going to have to do a moich or not. Now, in terms of when a lady does a bedikas, like we said before, a lot of times people are dry, therefore they have issues. So, in that situation, it's recommended to put on K-way on our body inside. Do it 20 minutes to half hour before you do the bedika, because you want to have time that It doesn't affect the actual color. You know, the KY could dilute the actual bedika, and therefore it could be shaylas. If she puts it inside 20 minutes beforehand, so then in that scenario, it gets absorbed in her body, so therefore it's not going to change the color, but it's still going to be soft, and therefore anybody who has issues of dryness, scratches, put on half sectari, put on KY 20 minutes, half hour beforehand, and but put it on the body now, the bedika cloth, and that's what's recommended to do. When you're doing the bedika, so you have to do bedika all the way up. You have to get your whole finger in when you do a bedika. Now, by kalas, we're mako, because kalas can't do bedika too far, and you go because you have basulam, and therefore a lot of times are taught. The second knuckle, the first knuckle, they're taught a very small share. That's only because man, you're a kala. Right? Once basulam are out, you have to do a full bedika all the way. And many times, people were just like for many years are on the kala mode. They never realize that it's not like that. And as a lucky, you have to do bedika. Standard is her fingers should be able to go all the way in, totally in. That, you know, that should be the regular, normal thing. If not, it's very possible she's just doing something wrong. And you should find out in terms of what the proper way how to do a bedika, because if you're not going all the way in general, it's, yeah. It says that you have to do kifi koichai. When you mean sima akiv, like, in what sense are you asking? In other words, you're supposed to do it all the way. But the evid, if she got the second knuckle, yesha malismaich, but she's supposed to be going all the way. She should try to find out, you know, how to do bedika all the way. When you do bedika, so you have to, which finger do you use? So you use the second finger. I've had people using the middle finger because they think it's taller, right? But so it's bigger, you get further in. But if you go like that, you have no, your hand gets stuck. You don't get too far. So kaponim, you use the second finger. She should have her foot up. So if it says you put a foot up on a chair or something, and you do bedika with the opposite hand, like that, you have more leverage and you're able to get in further. Right, if your wife is not getting too far in, should be in touch. You have to figure out how to what the issue is and how to figure out how to do a bedika the proper way. So during the Zainakim, so now we did have Saktar, we did the Moich, you know, we're ready to start the Zainakim. During the Zainakim, you're supposed to wear Levenim. You're supposed to wear white to see what's going on. The reason why white is to see what's going on. You want to make sure that there aren't any, that she's not bleeding, and therefore you're supposed to wear white underwear during the Zainakim. In terms of wearing a white sheet, there's mana Z that we have tight underwear. It's definitely not Mikardin, and Mikardin you don't have to. If you have tight underwear, it's not really, if she's going to see, she's going to see on the underwear, and Betsim you don't need to really have to have a white sheet, Bizmanazah. So how many bedikas do you have to do in the Zainakim? So you're supposed to do two a day, one in the morning, one at night. The one in the morning is when she gets up, preferably earliest as possible. Do it in the morning hours. But you have it to chaseis, and you do another one later on in the day after midchitana. That's the two times a person has to do bedikas. So ideally, you're supposed to do 14 bedikas. 7 times 2 is 14. A lady who has issues of scratches, makas, dryness after birth, and things like that. So we're makel, because it's not good diet to get a scratch, not to be make tlias. And therefore, if a lady who has issues or scratches, so it's mekubai, you do rishon v'shvi, you do hefsik rishon v'shvi. And you have solution for Shvi if she has issues with scratches or other issues. We do the bedikas, or Kivega brings down from the Rabbi, he's supposed to check the underwear also, every single design he can. And she checks her, when she does the bedikas, she should be looking at the underwear to make sure that there aren't any kesamim, b'shas she does the bedika. If a lady is going swimming during the Zainakim, so the whole shadow in terms of doing the bedika. You're going to go swimming and wash yourself out, and then you're doing a bedika. Right, during the Zainakim, you're not allowed to wash out the area. You're only allowed to wash out the area before the Zainakim. Once you're during the Zainakim, you're not allowed to wash out the area before a bedika. It's only before the Zainakim you're allowed to wash out. During the Zainakim, you're not allowed to wash out the area. So if somebody's going swimming, so the place will say you should do a bedika beforehand. Do a bedika before you go swimming, and you shouldn't wait till afterwards, because that's like washing it out. And you should do the bedika beforehand. Technically, So ideally, you should do bedikah beforehand. That can kick away. But ideally, you should do it. Because the lumdus of bedikah in the morning and night is bedikah morning is supposed to be masak the night. If bedikah at the end of the day is masak the whole day. So if you went swimming, bet some you lost that mile because you washed yourself out. So bet some you should go ahead and do it. What? If you did it after Mechaktana, no. Saying you don't have to. He did one in the morning, and he did when he did the second. Yeah, and before, yeah, before Shkish, you should do another Vedika. The Shlub brings down, you should count the Zainakim, Hayom Rishon, Hayom Sheni. The minhag of most people is not to do it. I think some of the Kala teachers, it gives them a feeling. Hayom Rishon, Hayom Sheni, like on some mitzvah, building up to the Zainakim. But that's the Iker minhag is that you don't have to do it. You have to make sure not to Masir Das during the Zainakim. If you're Masir Das, it's a whole Shaila. If she had a Bedika, she throws no go, she says, I'm Tame, and then ended up as Tar. So Esach Das is a big Nidin amongst the Achrayim, and it's Kedai not to Masir Das during the Zainakim. If you, nice, Bedi'evit, if you did it, it's Malkit Vimekel, but Esach Das is something which is not so great. Okay, so now ready for the Mikvah. Basically, we did the 5 days, we did the Hefzatar, we did the Moich, we counted the Zainakim. And Agav, when you do Bedikah during Zainakim, you should, like I mentioned last week, we do Bedikah, number one, let it dry before you put it on into the envelope or whatever you're putting into. Because it comes, and when it's wet, it like rubs off onto the envelope, and then you have to look at the color of the envelope. So just let it air dry before you put it in. And when you do Bedikah, don't wait too long to show it to a rabbi. You can wait a day or two, but don't wait. You know, I've had people come down to Zainakim, like I have 14 Bedikahs with a Bedikahs. You can't do that because Maris fade. And after a while, you can't tell what it is. You have to be a Navi to figure out what it was 6 days ago. So therefore, you should make sure you got it to a rabbi within 2-3 the most. You should make sure that they got it to a rabbi and don't wait. Don't wait too long. Right, a lot of times that people wait to get mixed up what day is what. If you get mixed up, a guy just called him this week. His wife did, she had 3 days worth of bedikas, and one of them is no good. She doesn't know what day is what. So in that situation, you have to be machmer and say, suffer to rise, you have to be machmer, it's the last one, and you messed up. It's another reason why not to leave around bedikas too long, and you should get them over in a reasonable time. You do any are doing a bedikah, not a maich. I'm saying, any are you doing? No. I mean, you're not supposed to wash up during the Zainakim. Not to wash up the area during the Zainakim. So it depends. If you think it's, when people call me, and like it's like, you know, too close, I tell them, if you think probably the first one's good, don't do it. If you think probably the first one's not good, then echadam, you can make it to wash. But you're not supposed to wash during the Zainakim. So, therefore, that's your problem. Agav, a lady who has a makkah and has a psak to do hefsek rishim shvi, day 7, do bedika earlier towards the morning. Why? Because if it's no good, you want to be able to get the bedeka before shkia. When you go to bedeka and a nurse, they check for you, and they do bedika for you. They look inside, see if there's a scratch, and also they do bedika for you. So you want to get there before shkia, because if you get there after shkia, then it's an issue. You miss yom zayin, and the bedika yom zayin is makkah technically. So therefore, make sure to do bedika. They have enough time to run over to bedeka and make sure they do it with enough time. What do you mean? Depending when she's praying for the mikvah. Okay. Depending if she's going to be praying for the mikvah during the day and night, we'll get to that soon. Okay. Dimzah is man mikvah. So we pass in. Best that feels man is loved after mitzvah, but he's supposed to go to mikvah as quickly as possible. Why? Different reasons. Peruvu. You have a chiv to go to mikvah as quickly as possible. Brought down also Shiva the Baila. Sefer brings down Kazahara of the Baila, and the Farley is supposed to go to Mikvah as quickly as possible. What do you do if it's your sister in law Shabbos, Sheva Brachas, and it's Friday night, and everyone's going to know with makeup? Ask a Shaila if that comes up. You know, there are eights maybe sometimes in terms of doing that. You want to know in terms of Shabbos makeup? So. I mean, if to be a good Shabbos maker, I'll be fine. But I went to the service because my Shabbos maker goes, maybe I'll be a guy. But the Shabbos makeups are not really good. But if you have a situation like that, Shazat Chak, ask a Shaila in terms of whether is there a head to push up the maker or not, push up the maker or there, or if there are any Eitzes or not. In that situation, it's a little bit better. Weiter. You're not supposed to. The whole Weiter is out. Peru, Shavas, and things like that. You're supposed to go to Mikvah as quickly as possible. If pushing off for the Hefsek is a little bit more kal, so therefore, if it's going to be in the Gaya, so maybe ask the Shaila in advance in terms of what to do, it would be a little bit more kal pushing off the Hefsek as opposed to pushing off the actual Hefsek, pushing off the actual Mikvah. You're not supposed to go to the mikvah ideally on. You're not supposed to set up to go to the mikvah on Leil Shabbos. Or then Maaseh Shabbos, as the minhag brought down. It's like you have to have a baby. So that's normally you just do it as quick as possible. If you have to have a baby, they do it whenever. Ideally, it should not be on Leil Shabbos. That's what works out. But to plan it for that, it's not supposed to be ideally on Leil Shabbos. It says when you go to the mikvah on Shabbos, so. There's a whole need in about using the hat mikvah. It's not supposed to use the hat mikvah on Shabbos. Yeah, it's a big need in. Yeah, no, maybe so. Because the ideal, if you're in a place which they have an option, there are two bayrus, there's a hat mikvah and then there's a warm mikvah, then definitely you should use the warm mikvah and not use the really hat mikvah. If not, we'll make it to use the hat mikvah if that's all they have. Basically, Chassidim and Meiko, the officials are more machmar in it, so if you're in a Chassidish and Meiko, and they're all hat, then, okay, you can be Meiko. If you're in a regular official place, then you should not use that mikvah, you should use otherwise. When in terms of drying yourself, after she comes out of the mikvah, so she has schita b'seir, drying your hair. When you're drying the hair, just out of squeezing it out. So, everyone agrees, basically, that you're able to lightly dab it for sure, and that's definitely okay. You could, Just put the towel on top of it, that's okay. From Zama had a kula, which a lot of people are semichan, but frat in your places where it's cold or in the winter, and you have wet hair, the person can get sick. That if you dry the hair, it goes straight from the towel, from the hair into the towel, it doesn't come out, that's not called schita b'seir. It's only called schita b'seir. If you go like that, it starts dripping down. If it starts dripping down, then that'll be considered schita. If it goes straight from your hair to the towel, from Zama's mekel, and that's the eight separate fat in places where it's cold, it's okay to do it. Early time to go to mikvah, so it's tzeitzach chavim. What's considered tzeitzach chavim? So, at least in Eretz Yisrael, it could be samachan, I would say, in the winter, 20 minutes after shkia. In the summer, you should wait 25 minutes after shkia. And now would be the earliest time to go to the mikvah. I forgot to mention that on the day of the mikvah, the Ramah brings down their two menhagim. The one is you're not supposed to use doughy things. Why? Because they get stuck and you get into problems of chatzitza. Therefore, you should bake things, bake a doughy cake or something. You shouldn't do it. But again, making challah or Shabbos, you're going to make it all Shabbos. So, b'mokim mitzvah v'mekel, just be careful. Some places really to use gloves. That could be simple eitza, but b'makom mitzvah, you're not going to use challah, you're able to do it. To within the minhag is you're not allowed basar. Don't eat basar on the day of the mikvah. That's the reason why, because it gets stuck in between your teeth and gets into shaylas. Therefore, you shouldn't eat basar on the day of the mikvah. Now, the Ramah only brings down the minhag is basar, but the sort of thing just stands there. It's not good to eat before the mikvah because you get into shaylas. Like popcorn, like one of my friends says that popcorn around Bechazal, they would answer it 3 weeks before the mikvah. The Messiah says it gets stuck in between your teeth. There's been so many shiles of a lady putting something in her teeth and popcorn kernel popping out 2 weeks after she went to the mikvah, and she didn't eat popcorn for 2 weeks. So, it was there besides the mikvah. And therefore, popcorn definitely a couple of days before the mikvah you should stay away from. And on the day of the mikvah, things like a celery or corn, apples, things which get stuck in between your teeth, she's a seichel, it's not good to eat it on the day of the mikvah. If the mikvah night is on Yontiv, so b'makom mitzvah or mekel, you're allowed to eat a sudas mitzvah basar or mekel. Just clean out your teeth before you go to the mikvah, so any sudas mitzvah is going to be okay. Or then if it comes out on, you have a sheva brachas, a chasana, sudas cholamoid, any sudas mitzvah or mekel that on the minhag of eating basar, we're mekel on the minhag to Kippas Bevaita, you know, be careful, and you have to clean out your teeth afterwards. And go ahead and do it. Fine. In terms of preparation for the mikvah, so the four parts in terms of praying for the mikvah, the four halakim a person has to do. There's iyun. There's chafifa. I forgot to mention also. There's also minag not shave wax on the day of the mikvah when a person waxes on the day of the mikvah or cut your hair, because a lot of times when you cut your hair, the hair gets stuck and gets left around. And therefore, a lady wants to take a waxing or cut her hair, she should do it a couple of days before the mikvah, and she shouldn't do it on the day of the mikvah. B'di'evit, if she did not do it, ask a shayla in terms of whether it's kedai to cut it, not or not kedai to cut it. You know, it's multifactorial. The issue of that. In terms of preparation of the mikvah, so the four halakim. There's iyon, chafifa, there's beis hastarim, and minhag to wash the rest of your body. B'di'raisi, you need iyon. A lady has to look over her body for chatzitzas to make sure that there aren't any chatzitzas. B'di'eved, it's ma'akev. You have to look yourself all over. If a person did not do iyun on your whole body, it's going to be ma'akev. Very negeya, like when you do iyun, check. Don't forget to check the bottom of your feet. A lot of times people forget to do that. And iyun on the whole body is going to be ma'akev. After you do iyun, afterwards you're misasik, you do something afterwards, you have to check yourself again. If a lady does iyun and she sort of suffered to the kids, so she has to check her hands again. If you eat something afterwards, you're going to have to check your mouth again. You have to make sure you do nothing in between the eon and the actual mikveh. You have to make sure you don't do anything in between. Veinigeya, a lady who goes to the mikveh on the second night of yontif. So that's when you do all the preparations beforehand and you do everything out of yontif. But b'shas, the actual mikveh, you have to make sure to do eon again. And eon's deraisa, like we said before, eon's deraisa, and you have to go ahead and be back. Second thing a person has to do is a person has to do chafifa. As in the second, you have to comb your hair with a comb. You have to wet your hair, use hot water, wet your hair, and then you comb your hair in a comb. What's the reason why you have to do that? To make sure to get all the knots. Also, it's very common for hair to be dirty, and therefore, as a second, the takanas chafifa, they have to go ahead and comb your hair with a comb. You should use a comb, agav lechachila, not a brush. You know, combs are harder and it works better. You should use a comb as opposed to a brush. The area you have to do is you have to do your hair. The rest of your body, you have to also do chafifa. You don't have to use a comb over there, but you can use pispus. You can run your hand just go like that on all the rest of the body here. Just run your hand through it to make sure there aren't any knots. And that's the way you do chafifa on the rest of the body. Chafifa also is ma'akev. It's kind of says it's going to be ma'akev, and chafifa is something which is going to be ma'akev. The third thing you have to do is you have to wash space of starim. The Gemara says you have to wash all the areas which... all the folds, any area which has a fold, and all the basal starim, she has to wash it off with hot water to make sure there aren't any chatzitzas there. There's a minag kosher, which, you know, these persons wash the rest of her body. The minag now is people do take a bath. It's not best to make her then. The minag nowadays, ladies take a bath. You know, it's negay if ladies don't have a bath. You know, Ramat HaShkol, a lot of the apartments don't have baths. They're buying it from older chileinim, renting from older chileinim, so the chileinim don't have baths. They just have a shower when they're older, so the kids are, it's not ma'akev, you know, if you don't have one, you know, it's not the end of the world, but, you know, it's definitely a minhag kasha to do it. How long should the bath take? Don't stay too long. There's no shir. People think there's a shir, how long you stay in the bath. Number one is kolomis of gerev. If it takes too long, it's bad, because if you stay too long, you get wrinkles. It's not good that you stay too long in the bath. How long should it be? How long it takes to stay clean? 15 minutes, 20 minutes? Definitely not more than a half hour. You know, that should be the most. And if you stay too long, it's not a good thing to do. And you shouldn't take it too long. Agav, how long should preparation take for the mikvah? 45 minutes to an hour is the normal range. If it's taking your wife an hour and a half, 2 hours, then it's too long. It's not good. It's not healthy. It's very stressful for everyone to go to the mikvah. Right? If you find that your wife is stressed when she's going to the mikvah, you're not alone. You know, it's stressful for everyone, and whether you're in Shana Rishayna or, you know, 20 years down the line, it's always going to be stressful. Obviously, it gets easier, you know, as time goes along, but it's always very, very stressful for the women to go to the mikvah, and she's doing extra things, which are extra. It's mamash chaval, and if it's taking like an hour and a half, 2 hours, just to find out what, you know, you're doing extra, and it's definitely not recommended. When are you supposed to bring a prayer for the mikvah. So he's supposed to appear for the mikvah. Mechlekes Rishonim, he's supposed to appear for the mikvah at night, right next to the mikvah. He's supposed to do it during the day. The Rama Pasukim's minhag kasher is that you should start before Shkia, go straight into Seisach Chavim, and then go to the mikvah. You know, the most ideal time to go to the mikvah is at Seisach Chavim, start appearing whatever amount of time you need, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it is, whatever you need, go straight through Tseis, and that's a zman when ideally one should go to the mikvah the most ideal time. The shail is, do you have to take up the second seder for that? Especially now, second, you know, it's like around 5 o'clock. The Maisel Aviasher said that women who work, basically, they don't take up work, you know, to get them in a kasha, who then your job is second seder. And you don't have to take up a second seder in order to get to get them in a kosher. Now, rather than asman, you're home about that. That's what you should be shooting for. But you don't have to take off a second seder to get the minhag. So what do you do if you're not doing the minhag? So the Rama brings down that we're afraid, if you're just preparing at night, we're afraid you're going to be in a rush, you'll be on the lachatz, and therefore it's not so good. Therefore, the shach brings down, if you're preparing at night, you have to prepare for at least an hour. Like this, she knows 8 to 9 I'm going to prepare. And like this, she's not going to be pressured, and you have to leave an hour for round trip of all the preparations. You have to do at least an hour if you're doing it at night. So, because the most ideal is before Shkia, go straight in. That's not going to work out because unless she's working or a second seder, then you do an hour at night. And that's what? Hour of preparation from when she gets undressed, goes in the shower, cut her nails, combs with a comb. It's probably could die also to check with the lice comb to make sure you don't have any lice. You know, lice is a lot of lice around in this country. And it's not a probably stomach could die to use the lice comb. Then the lady is going to mikvah on the Shabbos. So you're supposed to do preparations as close to Shabbos as possible. You know, if it's going to be the Shabbos lachat, so maybe you might want to do it in the morning and then just take a quick shower closer to the zman of when a person goes, when a person goes before she goes to the mikvah. And you have to be careful after she does all the preparations, not to work with the food and do other things because you're ruining the preparations and you're ruining the eon. If you touch things, if you do, you have to make sure to wash your hands off before you go to the mikvah. So then you have to brush your teeth again, and you have to brush your teeth. And yeah, in terms of brushing your teeth, so you have to brush your teeth before you go to the mikvah. Before you mikvah, a lady who flosses also has to floss. Don't use dental floss, because dental floss rips. Use dental tape. It's a different thing. Dental floss rips all the time. You get shadows of teeth that get stuck in between your teeth. It's good to use dental tape as opposed to dental floss. If you want to make a mitzvah Shabbos, so then the halacha is that you ideally should prepare everything Erev Shabbos, and then mitzvah Shabbos you do again. But mitzvah Shabbos, when you do it again, it should go very quickly. Being that you did everything Erev Shabbos, so you do a quick, there's no zman how long you have to do it. You just take a quick shower, and you do everything Mitzvah Shabbos. If it doesn't work out Erev Shabbos, it's just two lachats, and you're not going to have time to do Erev Shabbos. And like we said before, the minhag is do an hour at night, and just do the hour at night if you're just doing it Mitzvah Shabbos. So the lady's going to make fun Yontiv. So if Yontiv is after Shabbos, and it's going to be a two-day Yontiv, so you do everything before Shabbos. And then try as much as possible not to basic and things which are gonna make problems like chasitza. And then on yontiv, what you do is, so number one, you have to do iyun again right before you go to the mikvah. You have to check yourself over again. You have to wash off. You should wash yourself off with the base of starim. You should wash off those areas and make sure that with hot water, make sure that area is clean. And you have to make sure to clean your teeth. Just maybe rip dental tape before Shabbos and clean out your teeth. If she's gonna bleed, so then it's not kedai to use dental tape because you get problems on Shabbos Yontov in terms of making yourself bleed of chabura. Then I say over there it's not kedai to do it. Well, the question is, yeah, try to clean it. Make sure that there's no something which you're macbeth in between. You know, if something in between is, you know, it's a problem. Maybe just do it very softly, or in general, people who floss don't bleed. It's only if you never floss, you bleed. So if you never floss, then really you don't have to floss, because you're not so macbeth. So just make sure wash out your mouth very, very, very well, and hope that there's no chetzitzas in there. Okay, I guess we spoke long enough. Okay, next time we'll do the actual mikvah, and we'll go on to the rest of the stuff.